Pultcast with Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, and thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. We're now between eclipses and officially at the last quarter phase of the moon as I record this. Mercury is newly retrograde as of just a few hours ago, so I'm recording this on the 1st of April. This time between eclipses is, as you may be noticing in your life, life is shifting gears and life is changing shape. And there's a lot that's surfacing within us and coming to our awareness and has come to our awareness since the Libra full moon and lunar eclipse. Between eclipses, it's like a portal to our destiny opens. The events that are taking place now, the communication that you're having, especially with Mercury retrograde, everything that's going on, nothing is here by accident. The relationships that are in your life, chapters are ending and new ones are beginning. And now we are in that in-between space of clearing space, especially as we enter this week. We're looking at the astrology from April 1st to April 8th. We have a very powerful solar eclipse coming up on the 8th of April. And that is a total solar eclipse, which is conjunct Chiron. And Chiron is, for lack of a better word, a planet that speaks of healing and liberation, and it really is like a master key that can help us unlock us from our own suffering. The energy is very fiery and incendiary. We are in April now, and this is a big month. We're heading to a powerful Jupiter-Uranus conjunction later in the month on the 23rd. And that is really setting the stage for the next, you know, at least decade, in a sense. 13 years. When not going to have another Jupiter-Uranus conjunction for another 13 years after this. And the last one that took place was in 2011, 13 years ago. So you might want to look at what was going on in 2011. And I'm jumping far ahead and far behind, but it's just that this eclipse season is so profound. It's important now that we're moving with awareness, especially over this coming week. We are now setting patterns that will play out over the next 6 months. So with Mercury now newly retrograde as of today, April 1st, Mercury is the planet of communication and the mind. And Aries is all about initiating things and newness. So in one sense, we're moving ahead and we're putting new plans into action. But at the same time, Mercury is retrograde. We're essentially looking at the recent past in a whole new light, so we can find new ways forward. Once Mercury stations direct on April 25th, and then by May, you know, everything just kind of comes to fullness. This month, as we move through April, there's a lot of reflection and review that's underway as we find new ways forward and new solutions. Something that previously, you know, we couldn't see a way forward with. So in April, things are not moving as fast as we want them to. Mercury will be retrograde until the 25th of April. So we're reviewing recent conversations, recent communication that has surfaced since about the 15th of March when Mercury entered shadow. So we're understanding the recent past on a deeper level, as well as with Mercury and all these planets in Aries now, we're also understanding our deep childhood patterns and perhaps traumas or any past pains and resentment and things that we're holding on to now, that as we move through this last week to that, you know, new moon and solar eclipse, this week is a time of release, letting go, of clearing out. And there's deep healing on offer here. You know, both Venus and Mars, the rulers of Libra, where we recently had the eclipse, and Aries, where we have an eclipse coming up, and both Venus and Mars rule our relationships. Both Venus and Mars are currently in Pisces, and Pisces is the most healing energy there is. So this profound healing that's taking place here within us and in our, consequently in our connections, and how we engage in our connections and how we show up in our connections. And there's a deep rebalancing in effect. And we're also returning to a place of innocence and reconnecting with our innermost self and that inner child before, you know, life happened and conditioned us into being certain ways. But now any sense of woundedness that we've experienced in the past or any traumas that we've had in the past. We're healing from these just purely by our awareness to off them, you know, with our relationships and life and whatever is playing out in your world right now, especially where you have Libra and Aries. The truths that are being mirrored to you about yourself, not all truths are easy to hear or take in, but, you know, there needs to be grace for yourself and for others. We're all just learning lessons here, and we're all evolving on this journey. Ultimately, it's a journey of self-realization. This is a long introduction to say we're entering a very profound month that's going to reshape our lives collectively, globally, as well as individually. And we're learning how integral a part of the whole, greater whole, we are. The whole would not be whole without the sum of its parts. And you and I and everyone and everything in this world has a unique role to play. What that role is may not be immediately apparent on the surface. And we may think that we're fulfilling one role when actually we're serving some other cause. We gotta serve somebody. The best that we can do now is practice total self-awareness and get aligned in word, thought, and deed. Then we can make conscious choices and step out of old ancient patterns, childhood patterns, create our lives more consciously rather than just unconsciously repeating cycles. And that's the power of eclipses and the magic of eclipses, where we awaken to our destiny and our fate and our ultimate destiny, each and every one of us, is self-realization. So whatever else is going on in your life, the power of the self is profound and immense, and that's what we, at best, if we can tap into that and stay connected to that, to the life within you, the life force within you, and allow that to move you, then trust the universe has your back. And Aries is the sign of the child. It's the baby of the zodiac. So we're being asked to trust and surrender to the universe and to that divine will. Then life can blossom almost like magic as the days unfold. So now let's just dive into the week and the daily aspects. Monday 1st, 2nd, the moon is moving through Capricorn. We're at this last quarter. On the 2nd of April, the moon will make a series of aspects to Jupiter, Uranus, Mercury, Venus, and then just overnight to Neptune. So there's a lot it's a very productive time. So on one level, you can get a lot of stuff done. But on a deeper level also, you know, rather than just running around in circles, make time to pause. A quarter moon, the first quarter and the last quarter. This is the halfway point between the new and full moon and new moon, sorry, in this case. And in this case, eclipses. We're turning a corner, but it's time to pause, reflect, make any adjustments, check in with yourself, reconnect with your goals, what you really want rather than what you think is expected of you, or rather than trying to live up to some standards of society or parental figures or whatever, your peers, or rather than seeking approval from anyone or anything else, reconnect with yourself and find your integrity and your goals and what matters to you the most. Give yourself permission to be yourself. Then you can make choices accordingly moving ahead. So with the moon in Capricorn, it's time to release the past, especially any heavier weight or heavier emotions that you may be carrying. There may be, you know, we may have learned difficult lessons recently, but what if you've learned a lesson, you needn't continue to carry your weight or feel guilty or burden yourself with the weight of that past. Aries is the sign of the child, while Capricorn is a sign of the adult. So it's like we're having to, you know, this life is a journey of growth. So there's a need to forgive ourselves for the past or anything that we perceive to be mistakes. And to not judge ourselves for our past, or not to judge others either. So forgiveness is important. We're all on this journey of growth, and the best that we can do is be true to ourselves today and where we're at in our journey today. So be honest about who you are today, how you've grown over the past couple of weeks, but certainly over the past years even. over the past 18 years, since the last time the eclipses were right in Aries and Libra, or even the last 9 years, because that's, you'll see a reversal of what was going on 9 years ago, and you're coming full circle from 18 years ago. So there are larger cycles in play, and it's important to take a bigger picture view of our lives and of ourselves, and then to reground ourselves in the present moment and to be honest about where we're at in our journey of growth, and then to give ourselves permission to feel what we feel and make the choices that are important to us based on the future that we're building and the foundations that we're strengthening, rather than, you know, as we become more true to ourselves, rather than living in the shadow of the past, trying to be someone that we're not, or trying to live up to expectations of others that ultimately deny who we are at our core. And that is just never sustainable, especially under these skies and with the eclipse. You know, we're being called for total authenticity one way or the other. And there's that need for fearlessness and to own our, take responsibility for our lives and our choices. We can't change the past, but moving ahead, we can show up more authentically as we are today. So trust you have the authority, at least in your life. You don't have total control, but you have the authority at least to make choices that feel right for you. And then you can trust that they'll work for everything and everyone that you care about. Because it's not about being selfish. It's more about, you know, having a duty to be honest to yourself and to be true to yourself. Then everything else can fall into place as well. Because we're all undergoing the same process. And as we all realign with our core selves, then we integrate into this bigger picture of the greater whole. Move consciously through this last quarter phase and check in with yourself. And now we're clearing past baggage over the coming week slowly as we make space for renewal. Ultimately, Aries season is reminding us that we are not the doers. Life is happening through us. There's a divine consciousness that's at play. And sometimes even what we think are mistakes in the fullness of time reveals itself to us why things had to happen a certain way. So Mercury is now newly retrograde on the 1st of April. And just to wrap up the moon in Capricorn, over the 1st and 2nd, as the moon moves to Capricorn, there's a lot that's shifting within us and around us, and we're being moved to action to release the past as we strengthen foundations and build for the future and nurture what's important, let go of what's dead and gone. With Mercury newly retrograde on the 1st of April till the 25th of April, between the 1st and the 25th, we're understanding situations on a deeper level. And this is a chance to deepen existing arrangements, existing connections, and to renegotiate existing arrangements so they work better, rather than initiating anything new. Especially when it comes to relationships, communication is important, but first be honest with yourself about what you want, then it'll be easier to communicate with others. And plus, with Mercury retrograde right now, we're slowly starting to see things in a new light, especially after the eclipse. So at least till the 25th, it's about exploring deeper potential rather than initiating anything absolutely new. So any ongoing situations, you can continue. But if you're starting something brand new or thinking of taking things to a new level, I would wait until after the 25th when you can move things to a new level. Right now, it's about exploring what already exists. It's a time for review, renegotiation, reflection, introspection. We're moving deeper beneath our beliefs of what we believe and why we believe that. Also, we're moving deeper beyond our identifications of the things that define us and what defines us and what we identify with. Spiritual teachings will teach us that that's really the only question we ever need to ask, especially as you move to this new moon. Try to stay with that question. Who am I? Who are you beyond your name and your family and your profession and your where you live or whatever else, right? If we can keep diving deeper into that question, who am I? That's the soul journey. Between the 1st of April and the 25th of April, it's not an ideal time to start anything new. You can resurrect something, but ideally, with Mercury retrograde, it's not the ideal time to make any major commitments. It's not like something can't work if it happens during a retrograde, but it's likely to be subject to change once Mercury is direct. So be aware of that. That said, this is a time for second chances. So if it's something, there's something that you've already done before or connected with before and you want to give something another go, then this is an ideal time for that, especially if there's been any breakdown in communication. Then you can reach a deeper understanding now. And if you feel like there is communication breaking down, then try not to seek answers externally. Look inward. This is all about the self, about listening to our inner voice and looking at how our perceptions color our world. Really what we're getting down to with Aries is we're releasing abandonment issues and fear and pain, which has more to do with the past than anything in the present. So pay attention to your inner voice in all communication. Double check your communication. Ask yourself if, you know, what you're saying is kind, if it's necessary, if it's important, if it's helpful. That kind of mindfulness will help. And silence is golden, always. That said, in Aries, direct communication is best. And maybe if we've got nothing nice to say, it might be better to say nothing at all. You can't go wrong with that. There are a lot of truths that are surfacing, certainly once the solar eclipse aligns, because just after the solar eclipse on the 8th, the Sun and Mercury will meet in a conjunction, bringing fiery, blazing truths and insights to the surface, to consciousness, communication. This week, it might feel like, you know, we're moving through the spirit of introspection and reflection as well, to ask ourselves what the truth is for us, what we want, you know, to reconnect with that inner truth. So pay attention to communication that's coming up, especially around the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and be just more mindful in all your communication. Double check all your, if you're traveling, double check your passport information, double check emails, all that good stuff. Also, during a Mercury retrograde, it's not the ideal time to make any major commitments, major purchases, or sign any major contracts. It's a good time to renegotiate contracts, or repair things, or revise things, or renew things. But just, if you're starting something brand new, I would wait till after the 25th. Then on the 3rd of April, the Moon enters Aquarius, and Moon will be in Aquarius on the 3rd and 4th of April. Also on the 3rd of April, early in the morning, Venus conjuncts Neptune and the Moon will be conjunct Pluto. So pay attention to your dreams when you wake up on the 3rd morning. You could be waking up with a stroke of inspiration or perhaps something that you've been dreaming of. Now suddenly you're seeing a way forward, or something that has baffled you is now suddenly you're having clarity on. If there's been any sense of confusion, especially around relationships, surrounding relationships, money, creativity, clarity is now slowly returning as we move to the 3rd and the 4th. Move slowly. These are also Venus's final days in Pisces, and Venus is exalted in Pisces. So we've been feeling, at best, sense of unconditional love that's been pouring through us. Soak this in. Allow yourself to feel this magic and pour your heart into what matters most to you. We are moving through this deep waning phase. Lighten your load. Release emotional baggage. Clear clutter. Practice detachment as well. It could also be a fairly social time, possibly, because the Moon will also, you know, sextile the Sun on the 4th and then square Jupiter. And you're reaching important truths and we're making major shifts. Or rather, we're turning an important corner. The 4th especially, it feels like we're turning a huge corner. On the 4th, Venus will enter Aries at 10:59 p.m. And then Venus will be in Aries until the 29th of April. There's a sense that this, you know, whatever happens on the 3rd or 4th, is like there are huge changes taking place. Now, mind you, we are again between eclipses. So things move pretty fast. It's like our consciousness is getting a major upgrade during eclipses. So life can move pretty fast, and it feels like on the 3rd and 4th, a lot is shifting pretty quickly, especially in terms of money, relationships. We're seeing new possibilities. We're making new connections. we're deepening connections as well. Bonds are deepening. Relationships are certainly deepening. We're recognizing at best how much support and love there is in our world. Sometimes all it takes is just reaching out and asking for the help we need or offering support where we can, you know. And most importantly, being open to receive the help that we need, no matter where it comes from. Just let go of expectations of where it comes from and then be open and then just see what's, you know, pay attention to who shows up for you. Fourth late night, once Venus enters Aries, the energy shifts. Moving from the sign where she's exalted in Pisces, Venus in Aries is focused and driven, and this relationships are now heating up. At best, Venus in Aries can teach us how to be childlike and trusting when it comes to love. Aries is not the most comfortable placement for Venus, so it's almost like Venus has been floating in this her Piscean, and now suddenly she's having to walk through the fire.
But recently, with Venus in Pisces, we've been exploring the potential and the depths and our emotions and fantasies and our hearts and our creativity and financial potential. Now, Venus in Aries, there's a laser-focused kind of energy where we know what we want.
It may feel like our hearts are being put through the fire a little bit. But think of this as a purification by fire. We can practice trust, whether it comes to money, love, relationships, creativity. It's having that trust in ourselves, in the universe. You don't have to trust anybody else, but you can trust yourself. And if you can't even trust yourself, then you can trust existence. We don't consciously control when we're born, and for the most part, we don't control when we die. And we don't even control our heartbeats. There is a greater life force that's alive within us. Astrologically speaking, we call that Aries. And Venus in Aries is about trusting that life force that keeps your heart beating, trusting that it knows what's best for you and how to guide you. It's about us staying connected to our own hearts as Venus moves through Aries. And so relationships will certainly shift gears. They're going to start heating up. But love is not selfish. Love is selfless.
We're learning love is an action, not just a four-letter word.
It's important that we love ourselves, because only then can we truly hold that space to love another. We're feeling fired up and passionately to go after what we want. This can be very creative energy. And what's interesting is that Mars is still in Pisces, which is Venus's sign of exaltation, and Venus is now in Mars's sign. So although Venus and Mars are not very comfortable in the signs that they're in right now, it's like they can help each other. So when it comes to our relationships, the other person has what we need or knows what we need to know, and we know something that the other person needs to know. With Mercury retrograde in Aries as well, the bridge here seems to be communication. There's a need now to fill in gaps in communication when it comes to relationships. That can happen over the course of April. So just be patient with the process and move through a process as consciously as you can.
At worst, there could be a sense of feeling like we're running around in circles. So especially if you're feeling that way, and if there are gaps in communication, take a chance to really pause and at least start by being honest with yourself. Then you can shift a dynamic or communicate what you need to someone else and find a way to articulate what you need to say.
Because there's a lot of love here and there's a lot of support here. We don't need to isolate ourselves. Where we've been in survival mode in the past, now we're releasing the past to heal from the past so we can trust in the present. And as we return that sense of innocence within ourselves, we can move ahead with a more childlike and open heart, with a sense of wonder and awe of this universe and life. Because it's pretty magical and it's very sweet. We're coming alive in ways, in places that we thought, you know, our hearts are coming alive in ways that we thought were dead and gone, perhaps, or we never knew we could experience. So allow yourself to feel the newness of everything that's happening in the midst of an old self that's not dying, but, you know, it's almost like we're returning to a truer sense of self and dropping the masks with this solar eclipse. So then on the 5th of April, the moon will make a sextile to Mercury, and then we'll enter Pisces early in the morning. April 5th, there are overnight, there may be important conversations that are coming through, insights that are coming through. Pay attention to what comes through. Pay attention to your dreams on the 5th when you wake up in the morning. With the moon moving through Pisces all day, making no other aspects on the 5th. Flow with the energy. It's a quiet day. The energy is creative, imaginative, romantic, dreamy, musical, magical. If you're feeling emotional, on the other hand, release and move through your emotions consciously. Feel what you feel, let it go. You don't need to stagnate and then keep it moving. On the 6th of April, the moon will conjunct Mars and Saturn, and then sextile Jupiter, and then on the same day, Venus makes a sextile to Pluto. So the 6th of April brings the powerful changes taking place below the surface, on the surface, visibly and invisibly. Relationships are evolving powerfully, so are financial situations. Creative situations, there are deep changes afoot now. Surrender to what's evolving, surrender to what's changing. Again, this is a powerful evolution and resurrection that's unfolding. So we're shedding skin and we're lightening weight. You know, we're letting go of the past. We're clearing space in the process of birthing a dream right now. And there's just no room for the past here. There's no room for the darkness when you turn the lights on, you know, it's one of those things. So relationships are certainly deepening as well in terms of intimacy and being able to connect with others on a more authentic level, not just in your romantic connections, but in all your relationships. This is about how you show up in your connections and how you can stand in your own power. And the more we can accept ourselves, we can gravitate and warm connections with others powerfully that see and appreciate and value the real you, and vice versa. Then on the 7th of April, the moon continues through Pisces and then will enter Aries. And now we're in the deep, deep balsamic phase of the moon, because on the 8th we have the solar eclipse. So on the 7th, you know, really move inward, let go of the past. There's something new and beautiful birthing now in the ashes of the past, with the moon making the last aspect of Venus before moving to the eclipse. We're becoming aware of our heart's true desires, what we value. We are in this deep, deep waning cycle of the moon, so the energy is really low. So in case you are feeling low or you're feeling a sense of loss in any respect, honor your loss, honor your grief by all means, but there's a powerful renewal on the way. So trust that you can't lose anything that's real or right for you, or anyone that's real or right for you, for that matter. Eclipses will shake things up and will certainly wipe things out of our life that don't belong there anymore. But there is enough grace there where we don't feel torn apart by it. So whatever you're feeling, just there's a need for immense trust now that whatever's unfolding is right. And once the eclipse aligns on the 8th and the sun reappears, it's like we're seeing the world with new eyes. This is a total rebirth. We're being reborn again. This is renewal in every sense of the word. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, wherever you have Aries in your chart, and just on a very powerful personal level. So you're going to feel this energy undeniably on the 8th. So whatever, you know, as you move through 6th, 7th, it's the deep waning phase. Just clear out, empty out, let go of emotional baggage, let go of the past, let go of any sadness, pain, loss, grief, any heaviness. Just clear it out and clear space for renewal. Because then once that eclipse aligns on the 8th, okay, during the eclipse, take a look at at what time the eclipse is happening for you. You can find that on the internet easily. But the exact new moon here in New York takes place at 1:20 p.m. in the afternoon. So the eclipse will probably start a couple of hours before and after on either side. For the duration of the eclipse, my advice to you would be stay home, put the shutters down depending on what time it is, and meditate, deepen your spiritual practice, be still, pray, do nothing. Try to avoid eating and drinking during the time of an eclipse. Of course,
do what you wish, but this is just my suggestion and advice. And there's many reasons behind this, which I can get in. You know, I don't want to get into everything, but on a very basic level, think of astrologically speaking, the sun is our consciousness. And on a very physical level, it's the brightest light in the sky. Sun is the source of life here on Earth. When the sun's disk is being eclipsed, it's like our consciousness is being wiped clean. Our psyche is, the hot disk is rebooting, which means there will be a shutdown and then it'll take a few minutes to restart. So that's an analogy of the process that we're moving through as the eclipse aligns, and, you know, in the days after, where slowly we start a new cycle. So this is the time to stay inward. And this eclipse is exactly conjunct Chiron to the minute. The more you can empty out, you're going to be filled with energy once that eclipse is done and a renewal happens. This is powerful. It's like we're being plugged into the source. In the terms of tarot, this is like the Ace of Wands times 100. Once the eclipse aligns on the 8th and the day progresses, later that night, the sun will be conjunct Mercury. So this is extremely powerful again, because now Mercury is retrograde, but there are deep, deep, deep fiery truths and insights that are coming through. And we may be having conversations, there may be realizations coming through, revelations, or it could just be an inner realization of what needs to happen next, of what we want. Little truths that we can't deny to ourselves. Like, we can run to the world, run from the world, hide from the world, lie to the world, but we can't lie to ourselves, or we can, but only for so long. And what's happening now is a total rebirth, a rebirth of ourselves as we are today, as well as a rebirth in terms of us returning to our innocence and the core of who we are on all levels. So there can be deep healing here, healing of old childhood patterns, traumas, so we can release them and step into this world with a sense of childlike wonder and awe and trust in the universe. Then we can get through any trial of fire unscathed. So the truth's coming to light now. Own it. Own your truth. Be true to yourself above all. Then you can communicate honestly with others as need be. But next week, Mars is going to make a conjunction to Saturn on the 11th of April. And once that happens, then the horse is out of the gate. So from the 8th to the 11th, move slowly. We're planting new seeds and we're getting ready to really step into through the gates into our future. The best thing you can do around the 8th, 9th, 10th is just really get aligned with yourself, thought, word, and deed, and then just watch how the magic unfolds. So I'll have a lot more to say of what comes post the eclipse next week. This week, as you can see, it's a powerful week. There's a lot of clearing out. This is a purification by fire, trial by fire. The more we can be true and honest to ourselves, there's a need for courage, authenticity, total authenticity and courage, showing up for our lives as honestly as we can. So I can do a quick recap, although I've gone way over more than I expected. But on the first, as I record this, Mercury is now newly retrograde. First and second, the moon is moving through Capricorn. Important truths that are coming through, insights coming through, the energy is productive, we're getting a lot done, you know, reconnect with yourself, with your goals, integrity, and make any adjustments if there are things that you need to put into motion, or because we are setting patterns for 6 months, so if there's something that you want to be in your life for the next 6 months, there are second chances on offer now with Mercury retrograde. On the 3rd, and the 4th of April, the moon is moving through Aquarius. These are the last days of Venus in Pisces. Venus will conjunct Neptune. And then on the 4th, she enters Aries. 3rd, she's conjunct Neptune. 4th, she enters Aries. When it comes to relationships, money, creativity, if there's been any sense of fogginess or lack of clarity, now we're getting new inspiration. We're clearing out cobwebs and we're seeing new ways forward. So be in no denial. Trust your heart. And you'll find clarity. On the 4th, it feels fairly social, creative, and
imaginative, the energy is sparkling. We are making huge strides and we're turning a huge corner on the fourth. It's like we come to this moment of deep clarity and then Venus changes signs from Pisces to Aries, where we were floating in a sea of options. Now we're focused, laser focused on one, on what we want, on what our hearts wants. You know, the heart wants what the heart wants. So avoid impulsiveness because a lot is shifting and impatience. Practice patience as much as you can and trust the process now. Because then on the 5th of April, the moon will move, you know, connect with Mercury, enter Pisces. 6th, the moon continues to move through Pisces. And we're realizing our dreams. We are slowly materializing our dreams. Venus sextiles Pluto on the 6th. Relationships are evolving, financial situations, creative projects. And we're clearing out space. We're letting go of the past. We're reconnecting with our true selves. And there's a need for deep self-acceptance. And then we can extend that out to others. And then on the 7th, Moon is in Aries and we're moving inward. You know, just move inward, meditate, reconnect with yourself, be within yourself. Then as the eclipse aligns and once you enter the new cycle on the 8th, move slowly because it's like, you know, when the lights are turned on in a dark room, it takes us a minute to adjust to the light, for our eyes to adjust to what we're seeing. It's a very straight up analogy for what's happening here. Soon after the eclipse, the Sun and Mercury will meet. So we're seeing the world with new eyes. And suddenly there's a need to not have any assumptions. Then we can learn what we need to know moving ahead. And we're coming to undeniable realizations of what needs to happen now next. Now it's a matter of us being honest with ourselves. So then we can take the necessary actions moving forward. That's the week in a not so small, shorter nutshell, but I hope you found this useful. Very importantly, maybe I should have said this earlier as well, I am doing a webinar on the eclipse. So if you're interested in joining that, I hope you will on the 7th of April at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. But the webinar will be held on Zoom and it will be available for download later. So even if you can't attend at the time, you can certainly download the link later. And I'm going to cover horoscopes for the 12 signs. And this is a life-changing eclipse, so I highly recommend you listen in. I will leave a link and more details in the information box for this podcast. So I hope you will join me then. Other than that, I wish you a very gentle as possible eclipse season. We're being put through the ring of fire, but we're all going to be so much happier for it. We're going to be renewed. So I'm excited for what's to come for all of us. Sending lots of love wherever you are. It's Priya signing off. Namaste.